Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Dr. Ivan Meisner has deposited with us over the years, over the 12 plus years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI, BNI.com, Business Network International. So when you get to my website, you can look for him and find out what he's taught us about networking. You can get a college education on networking just by going back and reading and listening to what he's helped us with. And of course, if you're not part of a BNI organization, a BNI group, I encourage you to do that. And Ivan, they can go to your website and find where one is nearby, can't they?
Yes, they can connect with a director locally who can place them in a chapter. The website's BNI.com.
It's all about business when they go, right? All about referrals and helping each other do more business.
It's all about business. So, you know, we're not a service club or a social organization, both of which are good kinds of groups to be in, but that's not what we are. We're all about generating referrals. We did 6.8 million referrals last year. I'm sorry, 6.5 million referrals generated $2.8 billion in business for our members.
And it's just so great to see how your organization has just taken off since you first started being on the show, Ivan.
Yes, a huge direct correlation between us being on the show and the amazing growth in the organization.
He's very serious about that. I mean, and I get this all the time, Ivan, as you know. So, BNI.com, folks, I encourage you to check it out. If there's not a chapter near you or near enough to you, talk to them about starting one. That's what they do, and you're all around the world. It truly is an international organization, folks. Ivan, let's wrap up the survey that you conducted. This is a survey, folks, that they conducted to do some research for Ivan's new book, which he's co-authored with a couple of other folks, called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. And that's coming out 1st of January. We're going to have you back on the show to launch that. But what are some of the other things that you found out in the survey?
Well, the two kinds of groups that fared worse than online networks were women's business organizations and service clubs. Those
like,
two,
like Civitan, JC's, Rotary, things like that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good reason why they didn't do as well. I think that women's business organizations are all about support.
And education.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're often a place where members can support and educate each other, mentor each other. The mission of service clubs focus primarily on providing service to the community.
That's right.
With networking opportunities being more of a byproduct. So seeing tangible success in the members' networking efforts is much more subtle in groups like that, and I think that's why they scored lower. You know, women's business organizations provide a great service to women,
right.
And so I don't want the survey to look like
they're probably
member. I'm a 16-year member of a service club, so I
right.
believe
you're
in those
Rotarian.
Organizations.
You're a Rotarian, as I have been for 20 years, they're probably at least 100, maybe more, women's business centers around the country. Initially, if not ultimately, co-sponsored by the SBA, hosted and sponsored by the SBA. But Ivan, you're right. You're exactly right. I mean, when I joined the Rotary Club, I have been a member of a Civitan Club as well, and in the years past, and I wanted to be part of a local group of people who were benefiting something larger than ourselves, trying to work on something larger than ourselves. So we had those goals, but over time, I built relationships that turned into business opportunities, and that's what you do. But when you're really looking for serious business networking, you're ready to get down to business and move the needle today or this week, aren't you?
Yeah, you're looking for something usually a little quicker than what you're going to get out of a service club, and it shows in the results of this survey because they ranked last in terms of achieving success through their networking
right.
efforts.
Well, and a civic group or a chamber mixer, you don't go up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. Will you do business with me?" You just get to know people. In one of your groups, they don't actually say, "Will you do business with me?" They say to each other, "Who do you know?" As you've taught us many times, Ivan, who do you know who can do business with me?
That's right. Who do you know who? And this is a good referral for me. That's part of the educational process of any strong contact right. network or referral network like BNI. It's teaching people how to refer you.
Exactly. Ivan, thanks again for being here. Appreciate you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, BNI, BNI.com. Check it out. I got to take, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I'm going to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.